1,394 days. This is Dave Ross on the CBS Radio Network. A very important question was answered this week here in Washington, D.C. How long is America willing to give a president to win a war? President Bush has refused to give a timetable for winning in Iraq, and I understand why. You don't want to tip your hand to the enemy. But nevertheless, there is always a deadline, and this week Congress reached it. 3 years, 9 months, 23 days after the first bombs dropped on Baghdad.
I can, in good conscience, support the president's approach.
Future presidents now have a benchmark. If you decide to start a war that's not about defending America's actual borders anyway, you have about 199 weeks.
I've gone along with the president on this, and I bought into his dream. And I at this stage of the game, I don't think it's going to happen.
Congress will appropriate every penny you ask for and give you every soldier your generals want. But after 1,394 days, even your friends will lose patience.
I have supported you and the administration on the war, and I cannot continue to support the administration's position.
1,394 days. If you think it's going to take longer than that, it'd be best not to start. The key to any attempt to plant democracy in another country is realizing that it was planted long ago, right here. Now this. This is Dave Ross. You can find this and more on the web at daveross.com.